Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you please give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter. She has 3 points, but Charlie Pierce and Tom Bodetta tied for second. Each has 2.
We flipped a coin. Charlie is elected to go second. Tom, that means you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A jury in Alexandria, Virginia, rejected the death penalty and sentenced blank to life in prison.
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Exactly, yes. The Bush administration revealed that its plan for a blank includes telling employers to keep workers at least 3 feet away from each other.
The pandemic, flu epidemic.
Right, bird flu. Saying there is nothing good that comes out of that, blank said he wished he wasn't the world's richest man.
Bill Gates.
Right. An Oslo court convicted 3 people Tuesday of stealing the Edvard Munch painting blank.
The Scream.
Right. Ken Starr will represent the Juneau, Alaska school board, appealing a ruling that favored a student's banner reading blank.
Oh, I don't know. Down with the president.
Bong hits for Jesus.
Oh, that was going to be my next guess. Yeah.
Elma Farnsworth, the woman who helped her husband invent blank, died at age 98.
Elma Farnsworth?
Elma Farnsworth was her name.
And she's dead?
Get over your shock. Give me an answer.
I have no idea. The Pez dispenser.
No, her husband was Philo T. Farnsworth, who invented TV, the television. For his latest stunt, magician blank spent the week living in a huge aquarium.
Well, I only know about 2 musicians. I'll guess that one's David Copperfield.
No, the other, David Blaine, sorry. The Independent newspaper in Britain reported on a man in India who, after a fight with his wife, blanked.
Died.
No. Moved into a tree where he lived for 50 years.
It's kind of the same thing.
They had a spat, married couples do. This time the man announced that he was leaving and would not return home until his death. He then headed out back and took up residence in a mango tree where he lived happily until a storm knocked down his new digs quite recently. The man took that as a sign not to move back home, but instead to get a better tree. Carl, how did Tom Bodett do in our quiz?
Tom had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and Tom has the lead.
All right, Charlie, you're up next. Here we go. Very good, Tom. Charlie's turn. Here we go. Fill in the blank. After a massive earthquake struck the South Pacific near Tonga, officials issued blank warnings.
Tsunami.
Right. Saying, I loved Enron very much. Blank ended testimony in his fraud trial.
Kenny Lay.
Yes. Congress decided to drop its plan to give citizens $100 to help them deal with blank.
Rising gas prices.
Right. Eileen Collins, the first woman to command a blank, announced she would be retiring from NASA.
That's special.
Right. According to a survey by Fitness Magazine, most Americans would rather be thin and unemployed than blank.
Fat and working.
Right, fat and rich. Earl Woods, the father and mentor of blank, died this week at the age of 74. Yes, of course. Distributors have agreed to stop nearly all sales of non-diet blank in public schools.
Sodas.
Right. According to a Florida TV station, people who are overweight can blame their eating habits on blank.
Jeb Bush.
No.
Catherine Harris.
No. Both strangely innocent. They can blame it on their home decor. According to research done by a West Palm Beach TV station, the color of your kitchen might be making you fat. The only safe colors are blues or greens because they're calming, diminish the appetite. Also, keep the lights up. Dim lighting makes you want to eat more. Buy only small plates. Our suggestion, make the doors into the kitchen extremely narrow. Carl, how did Charlie Pierce do in our quiz?
Charlie had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers for 14 points. He now has 16 Whoa. Points, and Charlie has the lead.
And how many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
7 correct answers.
Okay, Roxanne, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. 3 weeks after the Italian elections, blank finally conceded defeat to Romano Prodi.
Berlusconi.
Right. The House passed a watered-down version of a bill to reform blank.
Would this be the ethics?
Right. A study commissioned by the Bush administration has concluded that, yes, blank is both real and caused by human activity.
Global warming.
Right. Universal Pictures said it was pleased by the $11 million opening weekend for its controversial movie blank.
United 93.
Right. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said of blank, our intelligence said he was crazy and a pervert.
Saddam Hussein.
No, Kim Jong-il. The former host of the PBS show Wall Street Week blank died at the age of 73.
Louis Rukeyser.
Right. A new study finds that 35% of Americans think their vote for blank counts as much as a vote for president.
American Idol.
Of course. To raise awareness among pet owners, April 28th was named blank.
Pet Owners Day?
No. National Hairball Awareness Day. No, you've missed it, guys. It's too late. The day was designed to help cat owners such as Michelle Rial of Pennsylvania. She was unfamiliar with hairballs until her cat Inky was afflicted. Said Rial to the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, "I thought he was dying. I picked him up. I was going to do the Heimlich maneuver." So lab technicians like Ed Zegon are spreading the word. They're doing physical reenactments of hairballs. They're reassuring owners it's normal for cats to hunch their shoulders, go, to them it's nothing. They walk away, I'm cool, no one saw me. Carl, did Roxanne do it? Did she do well enough to win?
Well, she needed 7 correct answers, but Roxanne had just 6 correct answers.
Oh, no.
So with 7 correct answers and 16 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.